Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Nichelle Nichols, Down to Earth. From 1967... On October 11, 1961, a production of an Oscar Brown musical called Kicks and Company opened at the Ari Crowd Theater in Chicago. The show was a satire of Playboy magazine, set on an all-black college campus in the South during the early days of attempted desegregation. A character by the name of Hazel Sharp is tempted by the Devil and Orgy magazine to become Orgy Maiden of the Month. The show would have a very short run, closing just 4 days later. But it attracted the attention of Playboy publisher Hugh Hefner, and he immediately booked the actress playing Hazel to appear in his Chicago Playboy Club. That actress was a then 29-year-old Nichelle Nichols. This was a turning point in her career, but she'd already been in show business for nearly 15 years by then. When she was just 15 years old, she was a dancer in the Sherman Hotel's musical The College Inn Story. A year later, she found herself touring with Duke Ellington. Here's Nichols talking about that on the Maker's YouTube channel.
When I was 16, I did indeed wind up traveling with Duke Ellington as a dancer for one of his suites. One day, we were almost at the end of the tour, and Mr. Ellington called me into his dressing room, and he says, sing something for me. And I looked around, I said, there's no piano. And he said, you don't need a piano. We can all sing. We all got rhythm, don't we? And so that was a challenge. And so I sang everything I heard the lead singer sing. And that was all his music. When I finished, he said, do you still have that little gold dress you wore before we left, the party we gave before we left? And I said, oh, yes, I even have the shoes, the gold shoes. He said, you're going to have to go on tonight. And I said, he said, the band singer fell deathly ill, very, very ill, and she had to go home. And I thought, this is my big chance. After I got through with the chills and the nervousness, and so I went on, and the great Duke Ellington is playing for me. You can't. It's like being on a cloud, floating on a cloud. You can do no wrong.
She made her film debut as an uncredited dancer in 1959's Porgy and Bess, a film adaptation of a show she'd also done a stage production of in New York. She wouldn't appear on screen again until after her big break in Kicks and Company. In 1964, she had a guest starring role on the NBC military drama series The Lieutenant. The episode, titled To Set It Right, was about racial prejudice. Nichols appeared as the fiancé of a black Marine, played by Don Marshall. Dennis Hopper appeared as the antagonist to Marshall's character. The episode was intended to be aired on February 22, 1964, but that never happened. At that time, the subject of race was considered taboo on TV, and the episode was never shown on television until the 1990s when it was aired on TNT.
I'm working as a waitress. It's not a bad job, Ernie. Tips are good.
Have they got any white college graduates working there?
All right, baby. Tell Mom about it.
The Lieutenant was created by Gene Roddenberry. In her autobiography, Beyond Uhura, Star Trek and Other Memories, Nichols says she and Roddenberry had an affair that lasted for several years. The affair was over by 1966, but that didn't stop Roddenberry from casting her in his next TV series.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Star Trek premiered on NBC September 8, 1966. The sci-fi series followed the adventures of Captain James T. Kirk, The commander of the USS Enterprise, played by multiple Bizarre Album subject William Shatner. First Officer and Science Officer Spock, played by past Bizarre Album subject Leonard Nimoy. And Chief Medical Officer Leonard H. Bones McCoy, played by DeForest Kelly, who never released an album. Little fun fact for you, as you may know, the T in Captain James T. Kirk stands for Tiberius, and the title character in The Lieutenant was Second Lieutenant William Tiberius Rice. Nichols played the role of Uhura, the ship's communications officer. She would be one of the first black women to be featured in a major television show. It was considered controversial at the time. Here's Star Trek writer D.C. Fontana talking about this to the Smithsonian YouTube channel.
There were Southern stations that told NBC, well, we're not going to run the show because you have a black woman on the bridge. And Gene Roddenberry told NBC, tell them to go to hell. Pardon my language, but that's exactly what he said.
D.C. Fontana would be the writer for a Star Trek episode titled Charlie X. It was the second ever episode of Star Trek. And Nichols would get to showcase her singing voice in this episode.
Now from a planet out in space, there comes a lad not commonplace, all seeking out his first embrace. He's saving it for you.
It was perhaps her singing on the show that led her to record a single for Epic Records in 1967. It was a cover of Joe McCoy's Why Don't You Do It Right. The single would lead Nichols to working with jazz arranger and conductor Gerald Wilson to make an album. So, in 1967, or maybe 68, it's a little unclear. Different sources say different years, so it's either 67 or 68. Anyway, in 1967 or 68, Nichelle Nichols would release Down to Earth on Epic Records.
I am not afraid.
The album begins with Feeling Good.
Bird flying high, you know how I feel. Sun up in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by.
Up next is a version of Tenderly. Tenderly was first published in 1946 with music by Walter Gross and lyrics by Jack Lawrence. The song had been Sarah Vaughan's first hit and became Rosemary Clooney's trademark song after she recorded it in 1951.
Participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A Sunday Kind of Love is up next. It was written by Barbara Bell, Anita Leonard, and Louis Prima in 1946. It was first recorded by Claude Thornhill and his orchestra that same year. It's become a pop and jazz standard, also recorded by the Del Vikings, Ella Fitzgerald, Etta James, Reba McEntire, and former Bizarre Album subjects Jan and Dean, amongst others.
Kind of love I love to last past Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind.
As I mentioned earlier, Nichols worked with arranger Gerald Wilson on this album. In addition to being an arranger, Wilson was a trumpet player, big band bandleader, composer, and educator. In addition to Nichols, he also arranged for Ray Charles, Dizzy Gillespie, Ella Fitzgerald, Lionel Hampton, Billie Holiday, Dinah Washington, and Duke Ellington. And maybe it was his work with Duke how he and Nichols were connected, but this is only me guessing.
I say to me every morning, you've only one life to live. Let the sun in, and gloom can jump in the river. Why does to beat on the doldrums? Just be imaginative. Each day is numbered.
The Lady is a Tramp is a show tune from the 1937 Rodgers and Hart musical Babes in Arms. Several songs from Babes in Arms became pop standards. In addition to The Lady is a Tramp, there was also Where or When, My Funny Valentine, Johnny One Note, and I Wish I Were in Love Again. The Lady is a Tramp closes out side one of Down to Earth.
I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I love the theater, so I never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the...
Side two begins with That's Life. Frank Sinatra had taken the song to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 just a year earlier. Regular Bizarre Albums listeners might remember this song from David Lee Roth's Sonrisa Salvaje, which was the Spanish version of his Eat 'em and Smile album.
That's what people say. You're riding high in April, shut down in May. I know I'm gonna change that too. When I'm back on top in June. Well, that's...
The album was produced by Larry Williams. Williams was an R&B and rock and roll singer, songwriter, producer, and pianist best known for writing and recording some rock and roll classics. John Lennon was a big fan, and the Beatles recorded several of his songs, including Dizzy Miss Lizzy and Slow Down.
You better slow down. Baby, I am moving way too fast. You gotta give me a little loving, give me a little loving. Brrr, if you wanna.
Throughout his career, Williams worked on and off with Little Richard, producing two of his albums, as well as being his musical director for live performances.
Cakes are for baking, rugs are for shaking, love is for making as sweet as you can. A door is for latching, a back is for scratching. And I am for catching on
loving man.
The back cover of the album features liner notes by Mort Good. The following is from those notes. The future of Lieutenant Uhura is merely a preamble to the constitutional stroll Nichelle Nichols takes through this catalog of melody. She is forthright, frothy, sensitive, soulful, tempestuous, and tender. Her musical moods change with the message she must deliver. She delivers. Lo and behold, the navigator, map charter, time tripper accompanying Michelle. Gerald Williams is a scintillating space traveler and a fascinating musician.
You better love me while you may. Tomorrow I may fly away. I want your gentle touch, your continental touch, your elemental touch. And you want me too, I know that you do. You better love me while I'm here.
Like a lot of albums from this era, there's a serious lack of credits. Besides Larry Williams and Gerald Wilson, the only other credit listed is for the engineer, Raphael O. Valentin. The album closes with The More I See You, which was a song written by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon, the songwriting team behind the 1943 Academy Award-winning song You'll Never Know. They also wrote Etta James's signature song At Last. And they also wrote the first song to ever receive a gold record, 1942's Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Somehow this feeling, it grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it
There were no singles released from this album, and it failed to chart. It would get a reissue on CD in 2004 on Collector's Choice Music, the same label that reissued past Bizarre Album subject Laverne and Shirley's album back in 2003. Down to Earth is also currently streaming on Spotify. Now before I wrap up, I just wanted to say a quick little something. If you're a patron over on patreon.com/bizarrealbums, you heard me say that today's episode was going to be a different album. But with this weekend's passing of Nichelle Nichols, I decided it would be a good time to cover this album. And when I was doing the research for this record, I found that, coincidentally, Nichols' big break in Kicks & Company that I spoke of also starred the actor who I was going to discuss their album this week, Burgess Meredith. But now, that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.